We can always count on our teenagers to keep things light. We like that. It helps us see things from a different perspective. And sometimes we grown-ups need that, don't we? So I'm going to shift gears a little bit here this morning. And it's my privilege this morning to share with you what I believe is Mary's perspective on the story of the birth of Jesus. Pastor had asked me to think about this a long time ago, and I spent a lot of time pondering and considering, and what I'm about to share is what I believe would be Mary's perspective, and in a few minutes you'll hear Joseph's perspective as well. I'd like to start by reading part of the birth story. In this one, I'm going to read from Luke. You're going to hear the Matthew version a little bit later, but this is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and you can follow along on the screen with me if you'd like. Month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her 7th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. So I'd like you to imagine this scene with me for a minute, if you would. Mary is going about her normal day-to-day routine, whatever that may have looked like. She may have been out in her garden gathering vegetables or grains for the evening meal. She may have been sweeping the floor. She may have been mending clothes or washing some dishes. Maybe she was even lying down for the night, getting ready to go to sleep. Scripture doesn't record for us what exactly she was doing when Gabriel came to visit her. But what we do know, according to Jewish historians, is that... You want to switch me? Thank you. What we do know, according to Jewish historians, is that according to the Jewish culture in that time period, young girls were pledged to be married about the age of 12 or 13. So what we do know is that Mary was just a child. Just a child, we say. But this morning we're going to look at the evidence that Scripture gives us that she was such an amazing example for us even today, all of these years later. I know for one, if it was me who experienced that angelic visitation, I would have been exploding with questions and fears and doubts. I mean, I would be saying, "Why me? How will I even survive this situation?" I mean, women, young women who are found to be pregnant around here, they get dragged outside the city gates and stoned. This is crazy. How am I going to survive? And even if I do, what is my family going to think? Are they going to believe me? How much shame is this going to bring upon them? And what about Joseph? How is he going to believe me? And even if he does, and I survive, is he even going to want me if I already have a child? All of these things would be exploding out of my head and out of my mouth, I'm sure. But Mary, according to Scripture, asks one simple question and then responds and says, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." We don't hear any of those questions and doubts. Wow. So what gives her the ability to respond with such simple faith in the face of such a crazy visit from an angel with this incredible message? I believe that it was her humble obedience and her childlike faith that allowed her to respond in this way. So what is childlike faith? Well, a child, we know, is completely dependent on adults to have all of their needs met, for all of their protection, and to have their knowledge taken care of, the things they need to know. For example, a child doesn't go around wondering and worrying where their next meal is coming from. A child doesn't wonder if they're going to have something to put on in the morning when they wake up. A child does not worry when they go outside to play. They're not peeking around every bush looking for trouble and danger. They simply laugh and play freely because they know there's an adult there to protect them and take care of them. A child doesn't worry about the things they don't know because they know an adult is going to be there to cover for that and take care of everything that they need to know. So in the same way, when we walk in childlike faith, we are demonstrating that we are totally and absolutely dependent on God. All of our needs are going to be met by Him. In Him, there is no need to fear or worry or question or doubt, because we know that all of His plans for us are for good and not for evil. We know that He has our best interests at heart and that He is a good God all the time. So a childlike heart is humble, it's teachable, and it's trusting. Mary exhibited all of these characteristics during her visit with the angel Gabriel. When she was told that she was going to give birth to Emmanuel, God with us, she didn't understand how that could be. She didn't know why she would be chosen to usher in the Savior of the world. She simply and humbly trusted in the God who had always been faithful to her. So how does this apply to our lives today? As we go through our day-to-day lives, we constantly find ourselves bombarded with situations that cause us doubts and fears and questions. Some of these things come directly from God and others don't. For example, what if you experience a broken relationship and you find yourself feeling alone? Or you run into trouble at work or at school and you find yourself wondering if you're good enough, if you really measure up. Well, on the other hand, what if God challenges you to do something hard? What if He says, I want you to go share your faith with that coworker or that friend that drives you crazy? What if He challenges you to serve in an area that is completely out of your comfort zone? Or what if He asks you to give a financial gift to someone and you're not even sure that you have enough for yourself to make it through the month? You see, we may never experience an angelic visitation that tells us our family is about to get bigger. But I can promise you this, all throughout your life, you will be challenged by the voice of God to do things that are hard, to do things that don't make sense to you. And when you are faced with those situations, you'll have a choice to make. Will we respond like Mary did, with simple childlike faith? Or will we allow doubts and fears and questions to overcome and overwhelm us to the point where we have no shot at making a difference in this world? Mary responded in childlike faith. And as a result, she received the ultimate blessing of bringing Emmanuel into this world. So Emmanuel came, He walked among us, He died, He rose again, and now He is seated at the right hand of the Father in power and in majesty. He is infinitely trustworthy and dependable. We can place our full faith and trust in Him. One of my favorite Christmas movies, Miracle on 34th Street, has a line in it that I love. It says, "Faith is believing when common sense tells you not to." You see, it doesn't really matter if what God asks you to do makes sense to you or not, because God has this thing, He's God. And He operates outside of our human logic. He operates outside of what has to make sense to us. All we have to do is put our whole simple faith and trust in Him. And so this morning I want to challenge you. Let's be like Mary. Let's let the prayer of our hearts be, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Amen.